HS and the NDHSAA.
All right, we're back. 916 here in my radio hut. Right here on Dakota Avenue, clouds and 15 degrees where we're at right now. In our brand new segment, I'm always yapping about this and bragging about it, talking with CHI, St. Francis President, Terry Anderson, in as she is each and every Friday here, right around 9:20, but we're getting an early start on things. Terry, step up. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Always great to see you in here on a Friday.
Yep.
A lot of things going on at CHI St. Francis to the positive. You're keeping things moving forward. And as far as your mental health department over there, you just keep expanding and expanding, and things just, you keep bringing better news in here to us.
Absolutely.
Every Friday, and you've got an introduction to do today.
So today with me, I have Jessica Kraut. She was with us, and she'll give you, her a little bit of bio in that, as a nurse practitioner, and then she went back to school for some mental health, and we are very extremely blessed to have her on our team. So with that, this is Jessica Worth, and I will let her step up to the mic.
Jessica, step up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
How excited are you to get this chapter of your life going?
Oh, I love it. I worked at CHI for about 5 years in the walk-in clinic and then decided to go back because most of the mental health came with the walk-in clinic patients. And so I felt there was a bigger need in this community.
Okay.
So I decided to go back to school and got an opportunity to come back and practice in the new Hope unit reopening of the Hope unit.
Fantastic. And being able to lend a hand to a lot of people in need, I would imagine makes you feel pretty good.
Oh, yes. Mental health is a much needed thing in this community. And I'm also adjoining Aziz, who has also already established the practice there. So it's kind of nice to just join in with him.
Okay, what is the one thing that surprises you? I mean, when you look at the whole issue of mental health right now, it's talked about in the news all the time, and we hear it constantly. What surprises you about it, or what do you look at and go, wow, we really need to address things?
I think it's nice that it's being more publicized because people are more able to reach out or feel more comfortable reaching out. But the problem is there's such an underserved with the providers. There is none. I mean, this is a much needed opportunity for us to serve this community.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been needed for years. We did have it before and it left. And we were left as the primary care providers to provide the mental health services. But the training is so intense that it's kind of nice to be able to provide this service better now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your training too, because this is not a black and white thing. I mean, it is so, there's so many complexities under the mental health, just when it comes to mental health. As far as your training went, was it pretty extensive? I mean, did you have to branch out into a lot of different areas?
Yeah. So my background, I have a family practice degree and then got my doctorate. And then that's when I decided to go back for psychiatric, which is a whole nother degree.
Sure.
And it's very intense training and a lot of shadowing and learning different things. And we practice mental health and family practice because there's such an availability of providers. So to have this extra training gives me the better opportunity to treat more different diagnoses in different ways and really be able to evaluate better.
So is like you're pretty spread out as to what you can treat. It's not just like behavioral, or I'm sure.
Correct.
It is.
Yep.
But
and
there,
we do
there
provide
are a lot of different
therapy
areas.
Services too, and different things like that. It's pretty awesome.
Fantastic. So you're excited about this work. You passionate about it?
100%.
You would have to be.
My biggest thing is I have to do it in rural health.
Right.
I love rural health. So being in this community and having been here for 5 years, this is where I wanted to be back doing this, and it's much needed.
Fantastic. Well, again, I think you're going to be a great addition out there at CHI St. Francis. And come back and talk to us anytime, okay?
Okay. Thank
Keep
you.
Keep giving us updates. Terry, step back up. What else you got going on out there, CHI St. Francis?
So we just got done visiting with an orthopedic provider. So in March, we're going to have Dr. Bellegard come to our facility, and hopefully a couple days a week. And he's going to start out doing carpal tunnel and trigger fingers. And he's going to have a nurse practitioner with him that's going to work alongside him. And we're just going to bring that along, and we're very excited. He's from the Alexandria area.
Okay.
And he's got a clinic in Fergus Falls, but he will drive up here. He'll be based out of our walk-in clinic, and we'll have appointments. We've ramped up our radiology department so we can meet the needs of the added x-rays. The other thing is working on getting our own radiologist. So trying to tie that up, you know, we've got the provider lined up. We're working through the contracts. We're working through everything that we need to get that done, too. So we're moving it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the thing with the orthopedic provider, you know, like he can read his own x-rays, but then we get the final read after that. So it's like you come in and you need to be assessed. We will get your x-ray ahead of time. We'll get you set up with the orthopedic provider. You know, and Jessica in her other, when she was with us before, worked with an orthopedic surgeon. So, you know, we rely on her. So we're glad she's back. Yeah, we're a close-knit team.
Well,
I
definitely think there's a need. I've got three friends right now that are experiencing the effects of carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
And, definitely orthopedics a need. And, again, you spotted that and said, let's take care of that. You're covering all the bases.
That's
out there.
That's exactly right. When I went to Jessica, was you too, like, okay, is there a need for like trigger fingers and carpal tunnel? She said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start small and build up.
Right. And I would imagine that with as much work as people do on keyboards and everything else.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I mean, we're constantly working with keyboards and constantly using our hands too.
Right.
This is, I think you're going to see a lot of people coming in.
And that's what we hope. You know, we want to keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very wonderful surgery team. It's fully staffed. We've got large surgery rooms. So we're ready.
You're keeping things out there, and it's all moving forward. That's the beauty of it.
Yep. So,
Carrie, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
That's it. Absolutely it. So thanks, Bill.
You bet. You have a great weekend, and I look forward to our chat each and every Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
Terry Anderson, President, CHI St. Francis. And we chat with Terry every Friday here at 920 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no.